Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Find this. Okay. So we were doing this Rabbeinu Peretz. We had a few, I think, I recall, unless I got mixed up, we had a few Ha'aretz. So let's maybe start read it again, Rabbeinu Peretz inside. And we're trying to contrast it to Tosis. Hey, you people, you have the Rabbeinu Peretz on Yud Ches Amud Beis? I don't know, remember if it was sent or not sent. It was, do we have the Rabbeinu Peretz? Do we have someone have to send it?
It was not sent out, but I'll send it out to the WhatsApp group now.
Okay, thank you. I forgot to think about that. It should have been sent out.
But I don't know if everybody is on WhatsApp, but
What?
I'm not sure everybody's on WhatsApp, but I'll send it to the group now.
Does someone want me to run into the office and make a photo to send it, or it's not on the internet? Anybody needs that?
What are we looking at, Rebbe?
We're looking at Rabbeinu
I just
Peretz.
logged on. What?
Rabbeinu Peretz on Yud Ches Amud Beis.
Oh, I don't have it here.
He just sent it on the WhatsApp, but I don't know if you have WhatsApp. If you don't have,
I do. I do have WhatsApp.
okay.
So for the, are you on the group? Then I just sent it out.
Okay.
Okay.
So
Got
let's
it.
read Rabbeinu Peretz inside. Basically, he's pretty much almost seems like he's identical to Tosis, but there seems differences. So really, I always, we know already, guys know already that the question that we always have is when there are differences between Tosis and Tosis or Rosh, et cetera, Rabbeinu Peretz, that either one of them says something and the other one leaves it out. Do we assume that they agree? And like most people seem to like to learn, Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Makom Acher, Dashir B'Makom Acher, or no, it's such a major thing that the fact that he leaves it out means he's disagreeing. So let's see. I'm assuming that the Rabbeinu Peretz is disagreeing with Tosis, of course. That's my dera. But let's read this. The time is Yamashikish Odachoiso. I mean, oh, Hamdin Ashashashikamaisa. The code them the chain at the Oser Beacholscha. Achols She Acholskukosech. In other words, before your brother does a Maisa, so then there's still a Zika, because your brother's Maisa is Mafkia the Zika. But if your brother doesn't do a Maisa, so the Zika is still here. And this, since it's still a Zika, Shehi Achos Kukosech. So that's slightly different than Tisus, seemingly. Because Tisus, our Tisus says, Tavka Kidesh, I'm going to have them in Isa. Bishom, the Bishas Nisuin, Nere Kenoise Achos Kukoso. Right? So he doesn't say, Tosis, Nira can I say Achos Gukoso? He just says, Shehi Achos Gukoso. Right? So the simple mashmos of the Lashon is mashma, that at this point at least, he is, I don't know, not necessarily committing himself to Tosis. Right? This is saying that Medina is not Achos Gukoso. And it's only some kind of drabbanon because of Nira. And he at least doesn't say that. Now, I don't know whether, it's not clear because you could say that he means like Tisus, because we said that that even Tivus agrees that that's only the motivation. But the Tzuras of Takana, we said in Tisus, is that it's Achos Kukosech, Right? That's what we said in Taisis. It was Mukhlach in Taisis that the Tzuras HaTaktana is that the Zika doesn't go off. So when he says she achas ukosech, does he mean that that's the Tzuras HaTaktana? Or does he mean that that's Medina? Right? Not clear. But Pashup Shat, he's saying that's Medina. And he's at this point. Okay. Pedavka Kiddush. This is exactly the same as Taisus. It seems that there's some kind of mashmos in the Lashon. The Shomer is Yavim Shekidesh. So it's mashma dafka kidesh. So therefore, both Taisus and the Rabbeinu Paris make this diik. But in Nasa, it's Einasarana Hamtin. So our type is just looking at so type it says, Omri Dafi Kidesh, Avon Nasak Varashi Ishta Gemura, Pagala Zika de Gamre, Ainsaran Abdin Milivo. Okay, so let's read the Rabbeinu Peretz. Avon Nasak Ainsaran Abdin, the Kivin Shekidesh. And it says, I don't know how you have the printing. And then someone writes Shinosa Bar Poka Zika Shesho Bacheres. I don't know. How do you have the printing? What is it? It says Kiddush or it says Nasa?
The same thing, Kiddush, and in parentheses Nasa. Talk no more Nasa.
Okay. So the Gersa apparently is keeping the Kiddush. But it doesn't make sense. Right? Well, Nasa ain't sort of Hampton. The Kiddush or Kiddush. If it was Kiddush Pakasika, so then it would be Mutter even after Kiddush. So the Chayra, right? I mean, it makes a lot of sense why he changes the Gersa. Because he's trying to explain that by Kiddush it's Usher to continue. You have to be Mamdin, which means that Zika doesn't go up. But Nasa, you don't have to be mamtim. That means by Nasa.
Bro, with the girsa over here.
I can't hear you.
What's Rabbi's Messiah with the girsa over here? Rabbi's not a big fan of changing things.
Yes, so I'm not a big fan. But I'm just saying that the I understand why he wanted to change it. Because the Kivin Shekidesh, you know, there's his whole thing is that Kidesh, there's a your usher, but Nasa is mutter. So that means that the Nasa somehow or another is mafkia the Zika. So you can't say Kivin Shekidesh Paka Zika. So, but as you're right, I'm not a big fan of changing, especially because I looked in the Rabbeinu Peretz, you know, the edition, there's a separate edition of the Rabbeinu Peretz as a separate cipher. And over there, the person who printed it says, he claims, obviously he had no way of knowing for sure, but he claims that the Ksav Yad that he used was the Ksav Yad of the Mechaber, of the Rabbeinu Peretz himself. He says, how does he know? Because they were cross out. In other words, when you're just copying, so you basically just copy, but you don't rewrite it. You don't write it one way and then cross it out and rewrite it completely different to whatever. I mean, but in the Ksav Yad that he had, he said it was written, and then some pieces were crossed out, and then there were new pieces. So he says it looks like it's a mechaber. So he assumed that it was a Rabbeinu Peretz himself. And in the Rabbeinu Peretz itself, it says a Kivin Shekidesh. So it's pretty, you know.
I mean, if you say like that's a.
I can't hear you, please. I'm sorry, but I have trouble hearing these days. That's some kind of cold, and I can't have to speak loud, please.
If you say that maybe the Rabbeinu Peretz agrees with Tosfos, and that really it's sort of a little ikar chasam and a sefer, but if you say that really the kiddush is what got rid of kvar paka zeka by the kedushin, and then let's say you assume for some reason it's pashit that when you're nasab, there's no reason to wait. You wouldn't make gzera to wait. So then maybe that's what he's saying with the lashon. He's saying avam nasa. Well, once you get married, and therefore the svara of Nira doesn't apply anymore, in Tzarech Lahamtin. Why? The kivin shekideish kvar paka hazika sheyesh lo acheres. The kideish, the initial kedushin, is what originally got rid of the zika. Therefore, it's not really any zika here.
I hear, but you need it's a good structure. It just needs to fill in some blanks.
No, but Adrav, the next question that he's asking, doesn't that seem to show that the girsa is nasa and not kideish?
Now he's saying that, okay, in other words, the problem, I don't say the problem. There's another thing that's missing in Rabbeinu Peretz. In other words, Taisus, in our Taisus is struggling to explain the difference between Kiddush and Nasa. I don't want to say struggling, but he goes out of the way to explain it. He says, Avim Nasa Kfar, she ishto Gemura. In other words, our Taisus explains the difference because Kiddush is not Mafkia Zika, or it is Midrabanan, it's not Mafkia Zika, but Nasa, which is ishto Gemura, so that is Mafkia Zika. Now, we were very bothered. It's not just we. Rav Elia Baruch was very bothered. What kind of svara is this? Because Nasa is not more ishto gemura v'gabi the iser achos ishto. Now, the iser achos ishto of a Nasa pashtis is no more than an iser achos ishto than a erison. The difference between erison and suin is only as far as yarsha, Heterbia, you know, Maisa Yadea, but those are only Mammonistic Adinim. But as far as Isurim, we don't find any difference between, as far as Isur Kroivis, we don't find any difference between Kiddush and Nasa. So over here, you're making an Isur Achos Ishto. So what's the difference if it's Ishto between an Erusa and Ishto between an Nesua? So Taisus answers that Arus Nesua is an Ishto Gemura. I wasn't even sure when we said it over. I'm not sure if that means if Taisus is saying that's a Jeraisa de Kasvara or a Midrabanan, that since it's Ishto Gemura, Negabe, Naisa Yadeha, so people, you know, will make a mistake. The Bayerzin, and they'll think it's not Ishto Gemura to Gabi Isser. I don't know if David was saying it's a real Svara, but either way, the Rabbeinu Peretz does not mention this idea that Kiddush and Nisuin, that Nisuin is Ishto Gemura. So again, we have the same Shaila. Taisus, this is like a major, both Taisus and Rabbeinu Peretz are splitting between Kiddush and Nisuin. But Taisa says the Svara, Ishto Gemura. Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say a Svara. Okay, so no matter what you're going to say, Rabbeinu Peretz is Chaser. So the suggestion that was being suggested is maybe we should say that Taisa's Svara is not the same Svara. I mean, that Rabbeinu Peretz's Svara is not the same Svara as Taisa's. And if you say it's not the same as far as Tosis, maybe you can explain the Gersa. So I don't know, that was a little ambiguous, but okay. Does anyone know that a difference for, I know we didn't really do the Sugyo. There's a Rashba, which we did not do, but Rav Elia Baruch quotes it, that as a difference for a dispute between Kedushin and the Suin, in one of the pieces that we read, he quickly quoted the Rashba. He's one of the pieces that I read. I don't know if we did it in a share. He quotes the Rashba, who says the difference between Kedushin and Suin. Anyone? No. Rav Elia Baruch said, he quoted the Rashba saying like this, that really both Kedushin and Suin are equal as far as Isser Achos Ishto. And they're both Mafkia Zika just as much. And they both have the same equal problem of Nira Kenaise Achos Kukaso, or whatever other problem the Rabbanan you have. But by Kedushin, the Rabbanan don't mind telling you Hamte. because it's no big deal. It's just like, you know, so you wait. So what if you wait? What are you? There's nothing. You're not married. So okay, you're Arison. You didn't do nisuin. So you wait a little bit. You not so terrible. But nisuin, once a person does nisuin, so he already, you know, he's already wants to have bia. The intention already had the suda. He already did everything. He did the shavu brachas, and he's ready to go for the marriage. And then you tell the guy to wait. That already is a much more hardship. So for the motivation of Nira Kenaise Akos Kukoso is not strong enough to tell you Hamtain after you say Nisuin, after you do Nisuin. That was the Raj with Svara. He's one of his Svaras. He had two Svaras. But that was his main Svara. That not like Taisus and Nisuin is Ishto Gemura. Taisus is saying Nisuin is Ishto Gemura, and therefore Nisuin is more, has a more kayak in the Tzura Satakana. Nisuin has a stronger kayak to Mafia Zika. And the Rashba is saying it's not in the Tzura Satakana, it's in the Siba Satakana. That the Siba Satakana were more motivated by Nisuin to assume that the Zika is Paka, because we don't want to stop a person when he does Nisuin. But by Erisin, we don't mind saying Hamtin.
Rav Eliyahu Baruch wanted to put that into Tosfos, right? And we disagreed.
At one point, he tried to put that into Tosfos. He wanted to put that into Tosfos.
For the motivation.
In the motivation, but not in the mechanism, right? And then I think we wanted to say that we want to try to make the motivation mechanism the same, but okay, yes, but we did do that piece. I don't remember what we did and what we didn't do. So the question is, can we use that to explain the bar of the Rashba to explain Rabbeinu Peretz? What do you say?
I mean, the whole thing is not there. That whole explanation of the Rashba is not there.
That's not so bad, because no matter what you're going to say, it's not there. In other words, both the Rashba and Tosfos explain what's the difference between Kiddush and Nisuin. Because in Svara, there's no Svara Nechanik. So the Tosfos says the difference is, because this is Ishto Gemura and this is not Ishto Gemura. And the Rashba says the difference is because this we don't mind saying Hamtin, and for this we mind saying Hamtin. So you're right. The Rabbeinu Peretz says neither, but he must mean one of them. So I don't know if there's any mitzvah to put Tosfos and Rabbeinu Peretz or the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz. Whichever one you stick in, it's chaser. Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't explain the Svara. So he could have just as much meant one as the other.
So what's the point of using the line of Kiva?
If he meant Tosfos.
Brother, what is the line of Kiva?
I cannot hear.
What is the line of Kivon Shekidesh Kvar Poka Hazika do? L'chora, that's irrelevant. There's just no motivation for the Xera anymore because he didn't sue him. Well, why are we bringing that line in?
Well, so let's think. Which way, if you learn like the Rashba, you learn like Tosfos. Which way would it make sense?
No. So if we're learning like the Rashba, so that there's no motivation to make this Xera by Nisuin. And that's Pashut, because we're not talking about the Svara. We assume that's Pashut. So then say, Aval Nasa in Sarach Lahamtin. What is the line of Kivon Shekide Shvar Kazeka have to do with anything?
Okay, I don't agree with you, but okay. But now let someone else argue with you. Why should I argue? No, if you say like the Rashba, so you need to say, if you say that the Rashba as far as Pashut, but you need to be Mechadesh a Kedushin Mafkia Zika. In other words, the that which in other words, you have to say that midiraisa the zikas paka. Adamai, it's only midirabanan. Oh, once it's midirabanan, we're not motivated by nesuin to make a gzera. But the in other words, the Rajba is there's two steps in the Rajba. First, you have to say that midiraisa the kedusha the zikas paka. And it's only a takana drabanan. And then you have to say that the Rabbanan only made their takana by Arusa, not Nesua. So it could be that that's what he's spelling out. In other words, in the beginning of the piece, he was learning simple or wasn't really non-committal, but the mashmos of the Gemara is that it's Achas Kukoska and the Zika doesn't go off. Then he's saying that Kivin the Kiddush Karpaka Zika, that really means the Raisa, the Zika does go off. It's only a Dirabanan that we don't have the Zika go off. And we don't make that Dirabanan once it's Nasa. So it fits so I think it fits perfectly in the Lashon. Amo Nasa, ain't sure to happen.
Isn't the whole Lashon a little bit schwer? Because if we're looking at it like the Rabbanan were gozer, so the lashon of Ein Lomar Shetipoka Hazika Beka, shouldn't it be something like Tarich Lomar, you know, Gozer Rabbanan Shalotipoka Hazika? In other words, Ein Lomar Shetipoka Hazika is not mashma that it's a positive form.
Where are you reading? I'm sorry.
In the second to last line in the Tos Ravein Peretz.
Wait, you're skipping to the end. I didn't get to the end yet. I'm only on the first two lines of the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's just cheating. I'm going line by line. I'm just on this line at the beginning. How he says, Abo no saints are in a Hampton, the Kibin Shekidish, Kfar Poka Zika. In other words, when you're Kiddish,
okay.
And that's me, Jeraisa. And Adamai, we drabanan. We don't make a drabanan by Nasa. In other words, if you would have thought that it's derived, in other words, I would say that he owes that Kiddush and Nasa are exactly the same as far as Pakazika. So if you would say Kiddush is not Pakazika, so then who within Nasa is not Pakazika? Because he doesn't accept Tyson's Svara, that this is better, this is Kiddush and Gemura. So then in his Havamina, that Kiddush is not Pakazika. So then Nisuin is also not Pakazika. So it doesn't make a difference if what your motivation is. It's Meikunatin, it's not Pakazika.
Okay.
So when he learns the Gemara Kipshuto, that Omer Ohamdein, because it's not Pakazika, so then who is in Nisuin? But now he's saying no. By Nisuin, you don't have to be Mamdin. Why? Because really, Kiddush is Pakazika. And it's only a Drabanan.
Drabanan,
it's right. Only a Drabanan, so it makes sense. By Nisuin, you don't have to be Hampton.
Yeah, okay, that's...
I think that reads beautifully. If I knew who the editor is and I wasn't lazy, you know, I would write him a letter that it's not a correct change. Why make a change? In the Rabbeinu Peretz in the yeshiva, the guy got even more gutsy. He mamished, he just changed the gerusa. He just, you know, he didn't just hear it. It says, sorry, you know. And the other Rabbeinu Peretz, he puts Kiddush in brackets, takes it out. Okay. Anyway, I don't see why you would change, you know, there's to change the gerusa. You know, I know what they say, they grow up fasted. What are they, how to have 100 rayas? I don't remember what they say anymore. We don't, you know, if you're going to start changing geruses, so then you can basically stop learning. Because anytime we make a chavetz chaim derech, if we make a diak, what's a diak? You just change your gerusa. It's a machaya. So,
Rabbi said the Rashiya did that pretty often, no?
Yeah, but.
But yeah, Rabbi also said from his father. Maisa,
you can't just chip it here. It's been, so in a mindset, it reads perfectly according to the Rajba. So why would we, you know, If you want to say that the Rabbeinu Peretz agrees to Tosfos, you have to change the Gersa. And we have, and I think it's very nice. As a machlokes, both Tosfos and the Rashba make a diak in the Lashon of the Gemara, the Dafka Kiddush Avol Nosolo. The Shaila is, what's the difference? In both cases, you have an Isser Achos Ishto, Achos Bukoso. So Tosfos says one's Isser is stronger than the other, because one's Ishto Gemura, which is very, very radical. And the Rashba says that because by Nosa, we're not motivated. And we don't like starting up with Nisuin. We don't like making people Teitzei after Nisuin. So Rabbeinu Peretz, who doesn't say either, so you could read it either way. So what's the mitzvah to change the Gersa and make him say like Tosfos, when you could keep the Gersa the same and make him say like the Rashba?
I'm sorry. I don't understand how it fits according to the Rashba better than the Tosfos.
What?
I don't hear how it fits according to the Rashba and not the Tosfos. I mean, either way, it's Ikar Chosam and a Sefer, but regardless.
Right, it's Ikar. Right, so
regardless, why does it fit better?
We can't be.
Why does it fit better? Why does it?
We have to say sometimes you have to say that he didn't bother saying something because he held it was Pashit. So either he held that Titus is Svara, that Nisuin is a stronger Isser than Kedushin, he held his Pashit, or he held the Rashba Svara, that there's, we don't want to be Maisi a person by Nisuin, he held his Pashit, right? But that's equal. There's no, they're both equally bad, which makes them both the same. You know, the Rabbeinu Peretz splits Kedushin and Nisuin, and in Svara, there doesn't seem to be any svara to split. So you have to say we have two svaras in the table. Taiv is a svara and the Rashba svara. So why didn't Rabbeinu Peretz spell it out? Whichever one he held. Okay? Does that mean the funny didn't? So you have to say that the Rabbeinu Peretz felt one of these svaras is pashut. And you don't have to explain it. You can figure it out yourself. Okay? So they're both equal. But now we want to fix the line. The Kiddush, Kvarpanka Zika. We want to keep the old Gersa. So if you're learning like Tosfos, that's Sheker. According to Tosfos, the whole point is that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, Midrabanan, only Nisuin is Mafkia Zika. Right. So the Gersa doesn't make sense.
And yeah. And according to the Rashba, we don't say that Midrabanan, it's Mafkia Zika and Kedushin?
No, according to the Rashba, we're saying that he's discussing the Raisa. He said with me the Raisa, both Kedushin and the Suin Mafkia Zika. The Rabbana were Machmer for Hampton. I don't know if that means they made this. They said they're Machmer to Hampton, but they're not gonna be Machmer once they're in the Suin. So once they're in the Suin, they go back to the Din. And the Din is that Kedushin Mafkia Zika. Because since they don't want to, they make their bun have a motivation. They want to make a Xerah. But they don't make Xerahs when at the expense of messing up in the Suin. So they go, since they don't want to make a Xerah, so they revert back to the Din D'oraisa. So you have to know what the Din D'oraisa is. So that's what he's saying. He says, since really the Din D'oraisa is that the Zika goes off, but when did the Zika go up? The Zika and the Raisa didn't go up within the Suin, because if you don't hold the type is a Svara, there's absolutely no difference between Kedushin and the Suin. So the Zika goes off at the time of the Kedushin. So of course he has to say that the Kedushin took off the Zika.
Okay, so he has to have in back of his mind this whole Rabbanan over here already.
What?
The whole Rashba's Torah, he already has to have in mind.
Whole Rashba's Torah, what?
He already has to have it in back of his mind when he's saying what he's saying.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. But that's the same as saying you had to have it back of the mind. Kedushin and Gemura.
Okay. So that's the case. What's his next question?
His question is, but the Rashba's Torah is only if it's Rabbanan. But his starting point was, his assumption was, he never said, like Tosfos, that it's near a Kenosei Achos Sukaso. He never spoke that out. Tosfos right away starts out that it's Drabanan. Because Nira cannot say Achlas Kukaso. The Rashba, the Rabbeinu Peretz, never spoke out that it's Drabanan. So the simple pshat in the Rabbeinu Peretz, at least till now, would be that maybe it's Midaraisa. There's room to think such a thing. That Midaraisa is not Mafkia Zika for some reason.
So he can't be using the Rashba right now.
No, but then he's Gupa saying he has a dig in the Lashon of the Gemara that Nisuin is Mafkia Zika, and that forces him to switch and to explain that Midaraisa is Mafkia Zika. Because then, as in order to explain the diak of the Gemara, you have to say that kedushin is mafkia zika. So that's why he spells it out. He has a diak. There's a diak.
I think Sandy was bothered by the Vim Tomer.
What?
I think Sandy was bothered by the next question of Vim Tomer.
I didn't get to the next question yet, so we're not up to the next question. We can't. I'm talking before the next question. I think before we get to the next question, it's very beautiful that he never spoke out. Tyson spoke out in the very first line that Midaraisa Kedushin Mafkia Zik and it's only Midrabanan. The Rabbeinu Peretz never spoke that out. So there's no, and for the Rashba Pshat to make sense, you have to say that. So there, it's legitimate for Rabbeinu Peretz to speak that out. The Kivish Akidish, for Kazika, Sheikh Macheris, he means Midaraisa. Enoch and Ami Drabonon were Machmer. But okay, and now in the Suin, we have the Rashba Svara. But in order for the Rashba Svara to work, you have to add that Midaraisa Kedushin Mafkia Zika. There might be people that might want to say that Kedusha is not Mafkia Zika because, you know, we'll see maybe in Tisus, since the Kedusha came in second, so maybe there's some kind of Svara that the Kedusha can't be Mafkia Zika. And we said such a Svara when we were learning that you could hear a Svara to say that once the Zika gets in, so the Zika is an Ach, makes the woman that you're marrying an Achos Ishta, Achos Dukaso. So Midarabanan, that's not Chal. So
is he explaining the difference between Kedushin and Nisun with those words?
What?
Isn't he saying?
No, he's not defining. He knows the Rashba. But we have to say in this shot, he doesn't,
his words,
no matter what you're going to say, Rabbeinu Peretz does not explain the difference in Kedushin and Nisun. There's two pshatim on the floor, and neither one Rabbeinu Peretz says. So he doesn't say it. What can you do? But we're saying that in order to hold the Rashi pshat, there's a prerequisite that you have to say that Midaraisa, that Medina. I don't want to use the word Midaraisa. Obviously, Midaraisa, there's no, you know, even the whole Dinzika could be Draban. But Medina, the Kedushin and Mafkia Zika. That's not so pashut, because there's a sad to say, it's a very good sad to say, that once the Rabbanan make a din of Yesh Zika, so this woman that you married, Midin Yesh Zika was an Achos Ishto. So Fakir, since the Zika came in first, so the Kedushin never could be Chal, the Gamre. And since the Kedusha is not Chal, so the Kedusha can't be Mafkia, the Zika of the Zikaso. So there is a Svara. I'm not sure. I don't know if anyone says that. I remember the Svara from the previous years. I don't know if someone says it or not. But someone must have said it. It's not so pashit that the Kedusha is Mafkia Zika. Because it could be, since the Zika got in first, so the Zika stops the Kedushin from coming. It's only if the Kedushin's Chal, it's the Isser Achos Ishto that's Mafkia Zika. But the Kedushin has to be Chal. But the Zika says that the Kedushin can't be Chal. The Gabi Zika, Kedushin can't be Chal. So it's a chiddush that the kedushin is mafkia zika. Not such a pashut a thing. So therefore, that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz spells out that chiddush. The kibin the kiddush.
Not pashut that if she lives with someone after kedushin that she's chayiv misa. That's not pashut. Rebbe's saying it's not so pashut because this, since zika came in first. Maybe someone could say a svara that the kedushin is not fully chal. Is Rebbe saying?
I said the gabi is a zika. The pashup shot is, according to most people, yesh zika is a din derabana. But rabbana or misakein a din zika. But once rabbana misakein a din zika, so the gabi the din zika the kedushin wasn't chal, because what rabbana were misakein with the din yesh zika is that you're married to her. So it stopped, forget, the Zika stops the Kedusha of the Minchal.
I mean, there's no question if she lives with someone, she's Chayav Misa. She's an Asher Sif.
No question. But that's, we're discussing in the realm, in the issue of Zika, in the Sugya of Hilcha Zika. So in the Sugya of Yesh Zika, so on the Tzada Yesh Zika, which is what we're going on, so Adarava, what, right? Who says you can knock me out? How the rabbi, I knock you out. I got here first. Very Pasha Svara. So the Rajba is saying, the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying it's not true. Okay, so far I've seen that. No, everyone seems to say it's not true at this point. But it's not like a plea that he has to spell that out. There's room to disagree. So, and this is a prerequisite for the Rajba Svara. So it's a prerequisite for the Rajba Svara, so he spells it out.
Could we just try one more time to understand why this would not work the same way?
I really have trouble hearing today.
Could we just run it by one more time why it's worse to say this in Tosfos? Meaning that the Rabbeinu Peretz knows.
In Tosfos support is Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika. At least me, the Rabbanan said Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, only Nisuin is Mafkia Zika. So there's no reason why he's saying when you do avonasa ain't sort of hapten because kedushin mafkia zika mitirai. Who cares? There's a zera to rabbanan that kedushin is not mafkia zika. What he has to say avonasa ain't sort of hapten because nasa is ishto gemura and therefore nasa is mafkia zika. Shows that avonasa ain't sort of hapten the kimin shenasa paka zika. Right, that would be the. Because that's his part. He's saying that Nosa is stronger than Kedushin.
Maybe that's
Rabbanan. That. And he even though Kedushin, Peter Rabbanan can't be Mafkia Zika, but Nosa is.
But that's
why,
not a Rabbanan.
Why are you discussing that the Kedushin Mafkia Zika? Who cares?
Because he says it that this way.
Granted, that Peter Rice is Kedushin Mafkia Zika, but it's still Usher Kiddush, Peter Rabbanan. Now you're trying to explain why Peter Rabbanan, it's not Usher when you're doing the suing. It's not because Kedushin Mafkia Zika. It's because the Suin is Mafkia Zika. So it's
same way he understands. Same way he understands. Same way he understands in the Rajba's Pshat.
What?
The whole Cheshbon of what the Rabbanan did and didn't do. And he falls back to the Dairaisa. And Tosfos also. He understands the tzur of the Takana was that a partial marriage is only mafkia partial, and a full marriage is mafkia full on a drabbana level. That's all only relevant if you accept the medayraisa kedusha of mafkia zika. So it's the same structure as in the Rajba. All the cheshbonis that we said are as partial to Rabbeinu Peretz as the Rajba is, and he has to fall back on, and all those cheshbonis are true, and medrabbana mafkia zika since menatoyra kedusha mafkia zika.
You're saying that this svara that Tosfos splits that Nisuin is Ishta Gemura and it's Mafkia Zika more than Kedushin is only a svara drabbanan. In other words,
that wasn't the shir?
What?
Wasn't that the shir?
Okay, I don't remember. You're making, I don't know. I remember from last week. But that's what you're saying, that if you assume that the Svara of Ishto Gemura is not a derisive to Kesvara. It's only a drabana de kesvara. So then it would work out to be saying, I will not say certain abden, because me deraisa, it's karpaka zika. Except that it's near it. Yeah, karpaka zika. And then by Nisuin,
I don't understand that. That's kol kach havalei lefarish. I know if the bishlama according to how Rebbe is saying it right now, kedushin and kedushin make no difference to the rabbinic parents. In which case, he says, well, the Mishnah says kidesh alchivesa hosa. Mashma is a hill between kedushin and nisuin. Therefore, al korchach, since there's no inherent reason to mechalik al korchach, we're just not hoshesh for whatever this din de rabbanan is. Once you've reached Nisuin, but if the whole Tosos approach, like it's like, I think like they just imply that without saying that approach out. That's like you miss the.
There's yeah, just but that, the same thing. Whether if you plug the Rashba in it, either one of them, it's totally missing everything.
Whoa. Again, I'm not clear why you're accusing everybody says being missing everything. Now, the point was is that Tosos being apparent takes for granted that there's no chiluk kedushin nisuin. That the only potential chiluk could be is that stam is not choshish once you reach nisuin, and that he's medayik from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Shekidesh achives achosa. But if it be nasa,
I think also. I would say too that according to Taisvis, in the Rabbanan Dika structure of the Takana, the Rabbanan made the Suras of Takana, and maybe the Sibes of Takana too, that debatable, what we were saying, that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, Nisuan is Mafkia Zika. So to say, the Kibin to Kiddush Karpaka Zika is not really true, because the whole Takana was that Zika, because it's near it, whatever it's only the Suez which is Mafkia Zika. It's only in other words, Midrabanan, you need the Suez to be Mafkia Zika.
He's talking but
according
about
the Rajba, the Surah Satakana is that Kedushin is Mafkia Zika. It's only when you do the Suez, then Kedushin is Mafkia Zika. It's much more it's much better in the Lashon. The Rabbanan Dika level, when we're matter from the Suin, according to the Rajva, say, how can you be matter? What's Mafkia Zika? The answer is the Kedushin with Mafkia Zika. While according to the Taisis, and the Tzuras HaTakana was a Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika. It's the Suin is Mafkia Zika. So to say that Kedushin is Mafkia Zika is a little bit untrue.
Rebbe just added another little trick, right? That trick, Rebbe just added, I think, an extra step that according to the putting the Rashi on the Bnei Peretz, at the end of the day, the Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, and that's even sanctioned by the Rabbanim. And that extra step, taka would not work in Taisvis, because according to Rabbanan, it would still be the Nisuin. But that's like an extra trick Rebbe just threw in now. Okay. Does that make it so, that's so compelling? Taisvis can't have that extra little trick, means that it can't fit
why
in.
Why would Taisvis have that the Kedushin Mafkia Zika?
Because
Rabbanan
didn't level.
Want Kedushin Mafkia Zika because of Nira. And the Nisuin doesn't have the problem of Nira because it's a stronger Ishtav Gemura. So therefore, the Rabbanan say that Nisuin is Mafkia Zika, not Kedushin.
Until five minutes ago, I thought Rebbe was saying that even in the Rajbas shot in the Bein HaParetz, the words Kivan Shekidesh Kvar Poka Hazika is really falling back to the Dairaisa level, since the Rabbanan don't want to get involved once there's Nisuin. But the words Kivan Shekidesh Kvar Poka Zika. That's how we learn according to Taisvis also. Heyoistem and HaTorah, it's Poka Zika by the Kiddushin, and the whole Takanas Chachamim never stood in the way because of fullness. So what is Mafkia Zika, even on a Drabana level? And that's only relevant if you fall back to the fact that Min HaTorah, Kedusha is Mafkia Zika.
Okay, so change it a little bit.
Okay, but same way it wasn't until 5 minutes ago, you were okay. With Tosis, is still okay until we were 5 minutes ago.
Okay, because it really is a valid point that in Tosis, in the world of Drabana and the Tzuras HaTakana, you see Tosis discusses the Tzuras HaTakana. We don't talk about the Tzuras, we talk about the, you know, Avonasa Kfar, Pakana Zika the Gamri. You know, we're going in the Tzuras HaTakana. So to say that he's discussing the derisive and their opponent, it's not true, is somewhat daichik. The kibin kiddush kvar paka zika, but midra opponent, it's not paka zika, but just midra. No, that is a little daichik.
It was okay until 5 minutes ago. I hear it's nice. It's nicer. It's nicer. Okay. And you get that.
It's nicer. what you're saying is like this. So just for the record. So the guy who changed the gears definitely had no right to change the gears. Right? You're saying that we could even salvage the gears chain, the old gears in Tisus. Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think right. Yeah. We're trying to understand within Rebbe's mahalach of not changing the gears, why is Rebbe so much more comfortable with the Rajbah than Tisus? That's all we're trying to figure out.
Okay. But my first point was that we don't change, that there's really no need to change the Gerza. That's for sure not. Go then and change the Gerza. You know, I don't think we would have done such a thing. You know, if someone else changes the Gerza, a great person changes the Gerza. This was not done by, I don't want to say it's not done by a great person. The whole Rabbeinu Peretz Tzav Yad was only printed, I mean, I was looking at the Sefer, was only found like 30 years ago. So it's not like some famous Gadol went ahead and changed the gears in Rabbeinu Peretz. It was the person who, you know, some person, I never heard it, some Kolo, young, you know, I don't say Kolo, some could be a Talmid Chacham, but some present day individual who found the Ksav Yad of Rabbeinu Peretz, and he's editing it. So to go ahead and change the Gersa is a little bit, you know, when the Bach changes the Gersa, so okay, I have respect for the Bach. The Bach has a, you know, change the Gersa, okay, you know. But for someone today to change the Gersa without such a strong Hechruch is a little funny. Okay.
I mean, maybe his hechrich was
what?
Maybe his hechrich was the ikar chasam and a sefer. Maybe with his girsa, we can avoid all the, you know, all the svaras of Tosfos or the Rashba.
How do you do that?
The Rabbeinu Peretz are just saying, you know, where is it? 1 second. V'daka kidesh avam nasa in a torah lahamtin. That's his diuk. That's the diuk from the lashon.
But what's the difference?
Oh, so now we come to says, now why after Nisuin, you know, it's okay. That is because the only explanation for that would be the Kevan de Nasa for Paka Hazika Shirishta Bacharis. That's the only understanding that he can have for that. And now right away he goes, well, 1 second, but I don't understand it because the Intimar.
He never had a Hasbro.
You know, he didn't have a Hasbro. He's saying, here's my Duke. The only thing I do understand is that after Nisuin, yeah, he doesn't have to wait. The explanation is because Pakala Zika. Okay, those are the, you know, my diuk and my given. Now I have my questions.
Okay, but the question that he asks is not exactly the question that everyone else is asking. The question he's asking is that Kedushin should be Mafkia Zika. But the question that everyone else is asking is like a stronger question, is that there's no room to split Kedushin and Nisuin. In other words, the question that he's asking, I'm not saying it's not a good question, but I said a Svara, that I could hear a Svara, why Kedushin not Mefkia Zika? Because the Zika got in first. The question that everybody is asking is that Mimanashach. If Kedusha is not Mafkia Zika, then the Suin should also not be Mafkia Zika, is Lechaira a stronger question. So,
but isn't this how we would have
it's
learned?
Like a little funny to say that he's saying something and there's like this blatant problem that it just makes no sense because there's no room to split Kedushin and Nisuin, and he never even asked that, and he just, well, that's the structure. And
isn't
then
that
gotta,
how we would have learned Tosfos if not for the word Nira?
What?
Isn't that how we would have learned Tosfos if Tosfos would not have said Nira Kenoise? Right,
well, but still, it would be because it would be Medina, because this is Ishto Gemura and this is not Ishto Gemura. But we're saying, but Sandy's trying to say that the Rash, the Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't hold that that's far either. So right. I'm saying that the Rabbeinu Peretz, who doesn't hold of either in Sandy's world, the Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't hold of Tisus of Ishto Gemura and not Ishto Gemura. He doesn't hold of the Rashba. So it's like, it's funny. He's like saying a structure which makes no sense. And he has no Hesber to explain it. I don't know, you know, and he doesn't even ask it. He's saying a structure. There's a split between Kedushin and Nisuin. There's no logic to say such a thing. Okay, I'm going to drop it later anyway. So what's the difference?
Why are we saying in this step that he doesn't understand the difference between Ishta Gemura and not Ishta Gemura? Where
because
did that come from?
He doesn't spell it out. We don't. When Sandy, and he, Sandy's agenda was he doesn't like the fact that I'm trying to say that the Rabbeinu Peretz says like the Rashba because he doesn't spell out the Rashba Svara. So I said, well, what do you want? Well, what's the difference? He doesn't say Tovis Svara of Ishto Gemura and not Ishto Gemura, which is also an extremely radical Svara because that Nisuin is Ishto Gemura. Ligabi Isurim, Proivim, is very radical. So with Tovis, the Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't spell that out either. So Sandy was trying to say that you're right. That so I was saying that this is so obviously one of the, this is a chaser. He took some svara that we thought is radical. He didn't bother saying it, but he must have held it. He held his poshid. So what's the difference if I say, he held the Raj as far as Pashat, or he held Taif as far as Pashat. They're both equally Taific. So Sandy was suggesting that he that Fakir, if he doesn't say either Svara, then he doesn't hold of either one. And Enochinami, he's talking structurally. And then later he asks the Kash and he drops it. And really, Enochinami, he never had a Hezber to split in logic between Kedushin and Nisuin. And that's why he didn't bother saying it because he never had a Hezber. So I'm just saying, I think that's somewhat daifik because that's not even the question that he asked. He asked a different question. So to say that he had a structure which didn't make any sense, and besides the reason that he asked on it, I don't know, that sounds very, I think that sounds very daifik. Okay, let's go further.
What's the question Rabbi saying he should have asked?
What's
the question Rebbe saying he should have asked?
He should have asked that what's the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin?
It looks to me like he is. He's talking about Kinami Kiddush. With the word Nami, he's saying, you know, Kedushin is just like Nisuin.
Yeah, he's asking because Kedushin should be Mafkia Zika, not because there's no Svar and Achara between Kedushin and Nisuin. He's not.
He just said
that Kedushin should be a Mafkia Zika. I don't know if he's asking because if the Suin can be Mafkia, so Kedushin should be just as good. And that's what he means to ask.
Yeah. He said, I just said that the only Pshat in Nisuin is because it's Mafkia the Zika. Yeah, so if that's the case, Kiddush Nami.
In other words, you're saying like this. He heard by Svara that nothing can be Mafkia Zika because the Zika got in first. And then he says that the Nisuin is Mafkia Zika. And then he says, okay, if the Nisuin is Mafkia Zika, so that Kedushin also be Mafkia Zika. Okay, and are you changing the Girsa? Yes. You're keeping the old Gerza.
I'm keeping, I'm a Kevin Chinoso.
Okay, but I don't want to change the Gerza.
I know, so I'm just saying the heckmuck that he must have had is, you know, that there's the whole everything is missing.
Okay, I know.
From what Rebbe said before, yeah, that the person who had the Ksav Yad, isn't that there were a lot of corrections in it, shows that whoever it was, if it was the Rabbeinu Peretz, was not a fluent writer, had to correct many things, and maybe he missed one correction.
No. He didn't mean that he miswrote something. He made correction because he changed his svara.
He changed his mind.
He wrote a chiddush, and he said the different. And I don't think he means that every other word he trusts out. He means that there are in the cipher, you know, he came back and he said the better answer. He crossed out the old answer or the noob shot.
How do you know that means it was original?
Guy, maybe it was constantly changing.
Maybe the person writing it over made a mistake and crossed it out.
Look, what I think he's saying is that they're like, oh, not just like a word, a mistake. It's like a whole day, like there's a shot and then it's crossed out and then there's a different shot.
Depends on what the changes are. Is this the Mosar of Rav Kook?
It wasn't Mosar Rav Kook, no.
Which
there's some mifal that has the Rabbeinu Peretz Hasholeim on Shas.
Mm-hmm.
They put Rebbe out Rabbeinu Peretz on Shas.
Rebbe, I always thought that Rabbeinu Peretz is usually aligned with Tysus.
It doesn't have to be aligned.
More than the Rashba.
Just like Tysus and Rush doesn't have to be aligned with Tysus.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's true. But if you have a choice going one way or the other way, I would go with the Magia. That changed the
okay, but if you have a choice, if everything is equal, but there's no chiyuv and there's no mitzvah to make him like old Tysus. He's a different rishon. And at the end of the piece, we know that Rabbeinu, and this piece itself, at the end of this piece, he argues with Tysus halacha lemaisa, because Tysus says that nesuin is mafkia zika, and at the end of the piece, he comes out and Nisuan is not Mafkia Zika. Right. So he's definitely at one point completely arguing with Tysus. So the question is, when he could be arguing before also. It's not like a... Okay, let's... I think we're running late. Okay, so let's read the next line. Then Taimar, the Chinami Kiddush Baka Zika, Sheish Rabacheres, Vamai Tzrichalantem. In other words, so what I would say in the Fimaib shot is that he just got finished saying that we only allow the Kiddush to be Mafkia Zika if there's Nisuin. But if there's no Nisuin, we don't allow the Kiddush to be Mafkia Zika. So the Kashin, but he never said the Gzeira, the type is spelled out. That near can I say achlas kukaso? So his kasha is, he might not know that gzeira. So his kasha is, since you're granting that medina mitaraisa kedusha mafkia zika, why shouldn't it be mafkia, even mitarabanan without the suin? Why do the rabbanan feel you have to wait for the suin to go ahead and have the Kedushin be Mafkia Zika? If Kedushin can be Mafkia Zika, let it be Mafkia Zika all the time.
So that's what we're saying, that if he has Tosfos, he has the Rashba in mind already, then he has the whole Cheshbon of what the difference is.
He has
the
Cheshbon that if it's Midrabanan, but now he's asking, there is no, I don't know what the Drabanan is. I don't like this Svara that Tosfos said. Of Nira can I say Achas Kukaso?
So he knows those svaras. He knows that they're talking at the Rabbanan Dika level, and all of a sudden now he's asking, you know, Mehechitesi that it's at the Rabbanan?
Yeah, because right. He never said the svara of Nira and I say Achas Kukaso. Obviously, if he held of it, he wouldn't have a kasha. And if he held of the svara of Nira and I say Achas Kukaso, then he wouldn't have a kasha. The answer is, Tzaybis answers his kasha. Then it's me takana drabanan because nira can I say achas kukaso. So apparently, now I know we were discussing this last time that when he says the ain't no admin adin Chumrah d'Alma. But I don't think Chumrah d'Alma means, I know we were arguing, those claim that Chumrah d'Alma means Drabbanan, but I don't think that's true. Chumrah d'Alma, I think, just means that it's not a Drabbanan. It's just a Chumrah d'Alma. I gave the guys an example about 2 months ago. I was being Misad the Kedushin, something I don't do too often, and I'm not. So I came to the Yichud room. So at least according to my notes, I don't know anything what to do, but I have the Rabbi Nyman's notes. You know, he once went over with us. So I think he said that the Yichud room wait 7 minutes. Okay, so I told the Yichud, okay, so wait 7 minutes and knock on the door. So one of the guys pipe up, in the yeshiva, they do 9 minutes. They said, okay, so do 9 minutes. You know, it's not like I held it. Oh, you slugged me up and you're right. I made a mistake. It's not 7 minutes, it's 9 minutes. I assume if my notes said that, Rabbi Nyman said 7 minutes, 7 minutes is fine. Why in the yeshiva do 9 minutes now? I don't know. But the guy, okay, it's a Chumrah d'Alma. You want to do nine? You want him to do 9 minutes, or they'll stay 2 more minutes in the yichud room. So stay 2 more minutes in the yichud room. I care. That's what I think means Chumrah d'Alma. It's like not a real Drabbanan. It just why not? What's the big deal?
I
think that's what Chumrah d'Alma means.
On a Torah level, there's a Chumrah.
No, on a Hagadika level. The rabbis would tell you Hamdin, even though I'll be din, you don't have to. Not a Drabbanan. I don't know if I can prove it. Maybe Dov will disagree. Dov wanted to say last week, that Chumrah d'Alma means that it's a Drabbanan. And Minadin means Daraisa. So I'm just saying the other side, that Minadin could mean Midrabbanan or Midaraisa, either one. It's a din. And Chumrah d'Alma just means that it's like if it makes no difference, so why not? And you're cleaning for Pesach, so how many layers of foil do I have to put on my refrigerator? One or two? Okay, you know, you call up the rabbi. You know, the rabbi, you know, the white lady calls up the rabbi. Rabbi, I'm doing my refrigerator. How many pieces of aluminum foil should I put down? Okay, put two. Midin. One's also good. Two's better. Okay, so do two. It's like it's just a Chumrah d'Alma. Not to say that it's halachically right that you have to do that. Okay. I don't know.
A little hard to say that. It's not talking about aluminum foil.
What? I'm sorry.
We're not talking about aluminum foil in 2 minutes. We're talking about.
Wait. Hopefully, your brother will do Yibam very soon. So wait till he does Yibam. What's the rush? Okay. All right. We'll see. Well, we'll argue last. And you have to see what. When he brings his riyas, is he talking about Medina, or is it Chumrah? That's a shayla. Okay, we'll see. All right, shikayach everybody.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.